1 Peter 3:13 through 17. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. Those who follow Christ need to learn to be okay with people not treating them right, with things not being fair, with people speaking badly of them. Oh, we want everyone to like us. We want to defend ourselves. We guard our reputation so closely. But in this verse, we see that God can be glorified in people treating us wrong. Verse 16 says, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. It doesn't say if you are slandered, it says when you are slandered. And here's how this works for God's glory. People are going to treat us wrong. But if, as the verse says, we have good behavior in Christ, then when people treat us wrong, there will be other people who say, that's not right. I've seen the way that person lives. And God will be glorified through our good behavior when we are treated poorly because of it. When we endure suffering for righteousness' sake, for doing good, we tend to think about ourselves, how it hurts us and how unfair it is. But take comfort in this, that when you are treated wrong, there is somebody watching who sees your good behavior in Christ, and God gets the glory. Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.